producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank you, our fine listeners, whether you're listening on the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, a radio station that can be heard pretty much morning, noon, and night with within about a five-state region here. You can pull in K-Fire, but certainly loud and clear in every single corner of North Dakota and our neighboring states here. 550 K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag. Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota's patriotic blowtorch. Tune us in. And, of course, as well as AM 1090 KTGO. And all three of those stations also have Rush Limbaugh on the airwaves as well that follow this program. And then, of course, there's 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. And they time shift us just a little bit, so you got a chance if you're on the western edge. Catch us a little later on in the day. K-Fire 550 also repeats the program 7 to 9 in the evening. If there is not a major pressing sporting event or a debate, which will happen next Wednesday, the CNBC debate is happening. That's next Wednesday. No, I think it's the 28th.
Yep. Yeah. Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday night.
Debate for the presidential race with the Republican candidates. So that should be rather interesting as well. That one's a go. And I just saw the lineup. Pretty much the same as the last one, who's in the early debate and the late debate and all that. With the exception of Scott Walker is not on the big stage because he dropped out of the race. Okay, so let's get cranking with another hour. We have promises out there to follow up on some dialogue yesterday back and forth on ag issues and a challenge to play Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer. And we have that. Do we know how long that is, Todd? So we got to make sure we fit all this in.
220.
Good. Two-ish we can do. And then we also were dared. Yes, we were dared, ladies and gentlemen. See, what we're doing now is we're just feeding the beast because we're not telling people if they dare or challenge us that we're just going
to
do it.
Well they're really good dares, you have to admit.
They were good dares, so we took them up on the dare and the challenge on both fronts to play Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance. And what he's doing is reciting the pledge, but in a very thoughtful way, he also explains word by word what it means, what it stands for. It's awesome. It's really good. And I would encourage you to grab a notepad and a pencil and jot a few of these things down and maybe use this to spark a conversation with a youngster about, what, you know, when you say that Pledge of Allegiance, here's what you're saying. It'd be worthwhile, without question. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. My gosh, I spent the whole break either liking things on Facebook or saying, you know, hey, haven't seen you forever. What are you up to these days? And emails and texts and everything else. Very nice of you today. Todd, he let the secret out earlier last hour, so the cat's out of the bag.
Well, it's not that big a secret, especially to your Facebook friends.
Yeah, exactly. 51 today, so thank you. Very blessed, by the way. I feel so blessed. You know why I feel blessed? A lot of reasons that I feel blessed have to do with this show. Obviously, you know, I hope I say I love my wife and love my kids and family enough. You don't necessarily do that on the radio, but I try to do it myself face to face. And that's obviously the reason I'm the most blessed, because that's my family and those that are closest to me are what define me. But I also, in a professional way, feel really blessed to be on this program and on these stations and have the opportunity to work with some good folks like, you know, Todd, the radio god, and Manny Man on the phones, and Matt Reptile, who are the producers and really the behind-the-scenes folks that make this show go, and our entire Flag family operation, my partner Steve Allstrom, and the good folks that have been with us for a lot of years, like Dustin Moore and Marie Beckerleg and Stacey Bossert, and I shouldn't start naming names or I'm going to get in real trouble, but we have a couple of Matts here, so we have Matt Lane and Matt Reptile. Small staff, but just a mighty staff, just a staff full of bold energy that just, what do we got to do? Let's do it. Let's go do it. Dale Witherington handles a lot of our events if we go on the road and the top 10 towns and whatnot. So we just have a very fun group of folks that we work with every day and doing this show.
But also, really, I can't even really put it into words how fun it is just to get on the radio and say, okay, let's open up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and find out what's on your mind, and then have these conversations that are just rich with great information and great opinion. And I haven't given you a lot of opportunity to rip me on the Paul Ryan thing or the Donald Trump comments, but I don't even mind that, you know? I really don't. I mean, we have a couple of calls that came in during the news that are a little bit critical of yours truly. I'm going to play them, and I'm going to feel blessed the whole time because we're talking, conversing, even when we disagree. And that's a good thing. So just a quick little mini rant there to say thank you, because I do feel very blessed on this birthday and every day, to tell you the truth. Casey in Watford City, let's get you in here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Casey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, you?
Good, good. Hey, I was just calling in response to one of your previous callers. He was mentioning the Donald Trump book in, from 2000 called The America We Deserve. He just mentioned that there were a couple quotes from there that you should listen to, but I've got them right in front of me if you want to listen to them.
Okay. Cool. These are again quotes from who?
And I quote, I really am convinced we're in danger of terrorist attacks that will make the bombing of the Trade Center look like kids playing with firecrackers, wrote Trump in his book. No sensible analyst rejects this possibility, and plenty of them, like me, are not wondering if, but when it will happen. Trump even mentions Osama bin Laden by name in a criticism of American foreign policy that's too quickly jumps from one crisis to the next, and I quote, one day we're told a shadowy figure who, with no fixed address, named Osama bin Laden, is public enemy number one, and U.S. jet fighters lay waste to his camp in Afghanistan. He escapes back under some rock, and a few news cycles later, it's on to a new enemy and a new crisis. So that was the quote I think your caller was mentioning. I just think it's some pretty good food for thought for what he was concerned about at the time.
Yeah, what's mostly, I think, interesting about that is it is, number one, at a time when, you know, that was not on the radar of many people. Arguably, it was on the radar of some in government, but, you know, there were a lot of
people. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That makes it unusual. And also, look, Donald Trump's brings a lot to the table. I am not against Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form. Here's what I am. If I question anything, I question whether he really, really wants to do this or whether this is about him and the brand, right? But I have no doubt that the acumen is there. I mean, there are a few things we could pick, and, you know, I mean, some folks say, well, he's barely Republican, right? I mean, look at some of these things that he's done here, there, right? You know, but I think what the American people crave more than anything right now, in my opinion, is someone that will just lead. And I mean, not just lead, but boldly lead where no one else will go. You know what I mean? And that's where the guy really...
I think you're right.
I think you can set a lot of the stuff aside about, you know, hey, is that Republican enough? Or where was he there? He once was pro-choice, now he's pro-life. I don't care. If you can fix a lot with good leadership and surround yourself with good people. The one thing I still have gnawing away at me, does he really want this? Is he in this for the long haul no matter what? He's got terribly thin skin, which is a little weird. You know, where he'll just launch on somebody for the stupidest thing. And that makes me wonder, gosh, you really up for this? And battling with Congress and what it takes to get the nomination? Maybe he is. You know, because if he truly in his heart of hearts cares about the United States of America enough to put all of that aside, maybe he'll get it then. He'll probably be the guy if he is. But we'll find out. But I'm not against you. Do I sound like I'm anti-Donald Trump?
Casey? No. I just heard the previous caller, and I had read the quotes before, so I just wanted to, you know, state. I'm not sure if you guys have heard them or if your listeners have heard them, but I think it's a pretty interesting food for thought, hindsight, and you know, a lot of people talk about Donald as if, you know, he's just, you know, some you know, he doesn't know what's going on, or as if he's some kind of a dummy. And this guy is highly intelligent.
You bet.
And yet he surrounds himself with other people that are successful and know how to get things done. And I think he brings a lot of positive, good attributes that we have been lacking in greatly. So that's just my thoughts on it.
Good stuff, Casey. Thank you. Jim on I-29, you're on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to comment on the fact that people say that Trump is more Democrat than Republican and liberal and blah, 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 blah. Well, the person we got leading the Senate, the person we got leading the House, the only as far as I'm concerned, there's maybe one or two Republicans in Washington. The rest are liberals. Our senator from Texas is kind of stands alone against the traitors and, well, not traitors, but very, very ineffective senators like McCain and these clowns. The Republican brand has been just horribly beaten up because these people won't fight. I mean, they said they are nothing but Democrats. I mean, that's what has Trump so popular.
They absolutely couldn't agree with you more, Jim. Thanks for the call. Well said. All right, Red Skelton, the pledge. When we come back, don't miss it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The hour rolling on with What's on Your Mind, a Thursday edition of the program. Scott Hennon with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. And we've been promising, well, we actually were dared to do a couple of things, and we've taken the bet, ladies and gentlemen. One of those was to play for you The Pledge by Red Skelton. So we're going to do that in just a second. And then We have a number of calls that are backing up that have been coming in during the breaks. What are these, like drive-bys? Or are these like people that want to take a shot and don't want to chat with us live on the air? Is that the deal? What's going on?
Well, pretty much. I mean, you want a sample?
Sure, I'll take a sample on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Well, I tell you that the Big Flavor Tour will be today at Dan's Supermarket, 835 South Washington in Bismarck, this afternoon, 2 until 7. There will be doling out original Tangy. Find me anything better than Tangy summer sausage, I'm telling you. Or the cheddar brats.
It's funny how, you know, in radio, you don't even need a word.
No. Well, and my real belongs to bacon. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And you think Cloverdale.
Yeah, you're jealous of my little gift box, aren't you?
I am. I saw that. I love it. Yeah, the pepper bacon. That got me going awesome. When I saw the pepper bacon.
Oh, there's pepper and there's the maple kind of thing. Well, there's like three or four different flavors.
Yeah, you had the pack. The whole works. By the way, speaking of that, if you get yourself to a Dan's Supermarket, any of their locations, or the Family Fair stores, any of them in North Dakota, the summer sausage, 28-ounce, original and garlic flavors, $8.99 today. The smoked or cooked brats in 5 flavors, 2 packs for $6. The ring bologna is 14-ounce pack for $3.99. The red franks, only $3.99. And that's good through the 7th of November, so lots of time to do that. Okay, so give me a sample. Let's have it, Todd. Lay it on me.
Yeah, Scott, honey, you just couldn't wait to throw a dig into Trump, you know, to demonize him. Boy, you spun around there, and you kept spinning, and then all of a sudden, bam, you hit old Trump, you know, right away demonizing him, just like you did from the beginning. You all you're doing is circling the wagons for those rhinos. I know what you're up to. You guys are just a bunch of, I don't know what I should call you, but anyhow, right at the beginning, the first couple months, you were demonizing Trump the heck, you know. Oh, that's all you could do. So, keep it up. Keep it up, Scott. You're just nothing but a bunch of double talk, right? If you can put a dig in there, somehow you get a dig in there against Trump, you know. You're just double talk.
It's a drinking game. Every time he says demonizing.
Circle the wagons for the rhinos.
I thought I repeated myself a lot, but I think there's a new winner. But appreciate the call. Tom in Bismarck emails, maybe you're missing Trump's point. If you were actually pursuing foreign nationals that overstayed their visas, they wouldn't have been enrolled in flight training, learning to fly our own planes to our own buildings. Good point there. I mean, they came here legally, by the way, on work visas or student visas, rather. Then he says, don't always chase the squirrel, Scott. Sometimes there is a political deflection to avoid the unpleasant topic.
Chase the squirrel.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I've heard that one on the show before.
But anyway, that's all right. The point is, I love that. I love it because you have a different opinion. And I'm not demonizing Trump. I'm not trying to tear him down. I don't think I would have said, if I was president, that wouldn't have happened. But whatever. I mean, maybe explain
it. Yeah, I was going to say, that's
this
sad.
This emailer makes a good point, and then sort of the other caller from Watford, you know, reading from the book. Trump has some credential on this point. I'd rather hear that than just the bravado is all I'm saying. Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're brought to you in part today by Piper's Auction Company, and they have some great upcoming land auctions featuring some exceptional farmland options. Listen up if you're looking for land in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, or Nelson counties in North Dakota, Clay and Norman in Minnesota. Because these Piper land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. You want a complete catalog on each of the auctions. They'd love to send you one. So phone them up and take a look. Is there a better investment? We had Kevin on here recently. I mean, that is a time-tested investment that just wins again and again in land. So think about it. Take a look at some of these opportunities that are out there. Give them a call at 877-700-4099. Or take a look at their website to view all of the auctions at Pipers.com. Here's Red Skelton. You're going to like this. Roll this.
Now, getting back to school, I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the 7th grade. I went to the 7th grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. if I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God.
We'll hold that thought right
there.
Can you hold that thought? There we go. We'll pause it. We'll finish it up. Just a couple of bits left. Isn't that great? Fantastic. Captain Bismarck waiting to weigh in, too. What's on your mind continues after this. What do you think of that? Let us know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me away.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are. Sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Cat and Bismarck waiting, Mike driving Highway 10, get to you in just a moment, tell you about our friends at PetroServe USA for some of the hot stuff pizza. That's the 4 for $4 deal. You know what? They're giving away $10,000 again, two $500 gift cards every week, celebrating the drive for five for the ANDSU Bison, which just got a little tougher with Carson Wentz's wrist injury. The Bismarck native out for a number of weeks. We're going to talk about that tomorrow with Chris Kleiman, coach of the Bison, will join us on the program. Looking forward to that. But they have also, in addition to the $1,000 they're giving away every single week, they also are your Bison tailgating supply headquarters. Everything you need for game day. Propane fill, $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop cookies, medium pizzas, $5.99. And they are giving away a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer in addition to the $1,000 gift cards they're giving away every week. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Find them from Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moria, Dilworth. You get the idea. Just going to zoom west to east there and then all the way up to Grafton, a couple locations. I mentioned Castleton, I guess, right, but Grafton and Arthur is where they're located. They're also up to Bemidji on the Minnesota side, down the Wahpeton way. So a lot of PetroServe red, white, and blue out there. So, okay, Red Skelton. Let's go ahead and finish. He's wrapping this up. This is just beautiful, priceless, the pledge. So much of in what he said is, rich. It really is. So here's the end of it.
Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
There you go. Love for country. Government is the people. From the people to the leaders. These are my takeaways. One nation so blessed by God. Liberty. Incapable of being divided. A lot of richness in there. I'm telling you, folks, if that was lived and believed, I'm not being the typical old guy by asking this question here. Old meaning 51. Today, but how many kids today, if you will? Let's not even say that. How many people today, young and old, whatever, have a love for their country? Do you think they get up every day and go, God, thank you that I live in the United States of America? I bet it's less than half.
I got a scary thought. What if you stood up in your workplace and recited that in some workplaces, somebody might be hitting up an HR department and filing a suit.
Yeah, it would happen.
Ugh.
It would definitely happen.
And that was done in 1969, which, when you consider where the world was at that point, maybe in its least patriotic state.
Yeah,
it's really incredible.
All right. Anyway, some thoughts on that. We also still have the God Made a Farmer coming up as well from Paul Harvey that we promised. A couple of IOUs to our fine audience. Let's get to Kat and Bismarck. What's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline? Go ahead.
Yeah, say, I am calling because I am into hanging on as many of our rights as possible. And I'm not into guns, but I am into being a rational person. And one remark I have to say in regard to gun control, of course, the rationale is guns kill when it's people that use guns to kill. So the rationale that irrational people make is that we're going to take guns away. So I want to know, are we going to take knives away too, because knives kill when people use knives to kill, or are we going to take away gasoline and matches because people use gasoline and matches to set fires to cause extreme damage or kill other people? Where does it stop? It's one thing after another after another. So I don't know if you have a response to that, but I just thought that, you know, I know people are saying some of these things, but I don't know how many people are listening.
So my response to it would be stop with the common sense there, Kat. You know, that's what it would be, because you're making a lot of sense.
Stop, yeah. And use common sense.
Well, yeah, you're using
common
sense.
But it's like trying to create a mass hysteria using these things to take away our rights, when it's people that are making these choices. And if people are going to kill, they're going to find whatever means possible. And it's the people that are probably criminals that are going to hang on to the knives to kill people, that are going to use matches and gasoline to set fires, that are going to use knives to kill people. So, you know, wherever you stop at people that do these things, will find another means to kill people. But it is the people that are doing the killing.
Appreciate the call, Kat. Thanks a bunch. Well, others welcome. Brian sends a note on a comment I made earlier about Paul Ryan. I'm not surprised with your enthusiasm for Ryan as speaker. You're a loyal establishment Republican, which is fine. Your enthusiasm is equally shared by Harry Reid and many other House Democrats. Ann Coulter has an article with a different point of view concerning Ryan, which I would encourage your listeners to read. Good stuff. Okay, we'll check that out. And I like a lot of what Ann Coulter reads. She can be a little shrill sometimes, but she raises some pretty good points as well. She had a man crush on Mitt Romney. I don't know if Brian shared her view on Mitt Romney, and really wanted him to get in the race, but he was the only that guy that could win. I guess that wasn't a man crush. What would that be? Just a crush, right? Political crush. Man crush is when a man has a crush on another man, right? Well, it doesn't matter.
Wow,
anyway,
we devolved into that now?
Yeah, we long term. here, look at, first of all, the idea that Paul Ryan's a rhino, if you think Paul Ryan's a rhino, then fine. There's no convincing you. You are in a place that is going to be, whether you like it or not, an island of sorts of political thinking in this country for a while. Okay, if Paul Ryan is not Republican enough, if Paul Ryan is not conservative enough, knowing his record, chapter and verse, look at his record, I don't think there's been anybody that's done more to try and put up a giant stop sign to the insanity of the spending and the recklessness that's gone on in the United States government than Paul Ryan. His roadmap, many things. So I just don't buy that. Now, I get that there's some establishment types that are for the guy. That doesn't mean we have to be against him. That's what we got to get away from. Here's the deal. In my opinion, what the Republican Party needs right now is a sense of team and some people that lead the team. Whoever the nominee is, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, whoever, okay? Whoever the people pick. And same thing in the Congress. And the Speaker could be the guy. Mitch McConnell's a dud. I'm no Mitch McConnell fan. That is an establishment type, if there ever was one. Okay, he's smart and crafty and all that stuff, and how he thinks he's using the Senate. But as far as overall putts, I'm not with him at all. But Paul Ryan, I disagree. I think Republicans need to say, I am going to use my influence within that tent to make a difference. and I'm going to throw enough elbows and jump up and down and be passionate about what I believe in to get the majority of folks there. Because if that doesn't happen, if it's, oh, I'm going to be over here, if I don't get exactly what I want, then I'm not for that, then what happens is you get deals with Harry Reid and deals with Nancy Pelosi, and it's bad news. Not good at all. Let's go to Mike on Highway 10. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
Yes. Oh, sorry. I had to stop for a second. Yes, I heard Red Skelton about the Pledge of Allegiance. It just brought a tear to my eye. I guess I cry for the generations now who are being taught otherwise. That's taking God out of our schools and even taking the Pledge of Allegiance out. And, you know, it just really kills me that these kids are being taught something that it's not, this isn't what America is about. This is not what the United States is about. And if they're ever wondering, all they have to do is look at a monument to our veterans, the guys who stuck their neck out all the way, guys who gave everything for their country, for their flag, so we could live free, so we could do what we have to do to make ourselves good. And I think it's time for us to all stand up and fight back and get our country back to where it needs to be. And we have to have a good president in there. We have to have people who will inspire others to make America great again. Thanks, Scott. Have a nice day.
You as well. Well said, Mike. Thank you very much. I think it starts with a love of country. Got to love our country and then be willing to stand up for it and be passionate about it. Not enough people are right now. Jim and Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch a little bit. It's probably too late about the Fighting Sioux deal. I think they should take the Indians off the Highway Patrol cars and off of our state signs.
Yeah, well, it's worth the comparison. There's no doubt about it. It's not too late to vote for one of the five names. That goes through tomorrow. Are you right. An alum? Are you an alum, Jim, or a donor, or a student?
No,
or?
Actually, my brother is, and he's pretty beside himself about it. But.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Is he voting? Do you know? Did he pick one?
Yes, he is.
What
I don't
pick?
Know what he picked.
I don't know. Yeah. I'd be curious. I've heard all kinds of arguments. I've been rooting for Nodax because it's closest to North Dakota, which is what the people wanted, but because there was a corrupt process, and I don't use that word lightly, but it was a deceitful deceitful effort on the part of President Kelly and others under his purview that kept North Dakota from being a choice and in a really nefarious way. So that's why Nodax at least is close, and who knows? The new president will have to fix this mess. He will leave a mess in his place, no doubt about it. Jim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Terry in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you for taking my call. Continue your good work. When you brought this up about patriotism, I remember something that I asked my dad when he was dying. I said, what's your biggest regret? And he said, watching this country being torn apart. He said, patriotism does not start in the head, he says it starts in the heart. I'm just saying what he said. Thank you.
No, those are good points. I hope people think a little bit about that. You know, and I was jotting some notes down as I was listening to the Red Skelton Pledge, and when he talked about liberty and talked about us being incapable of being divided, right? Where these
right.
things stand for. That's what the founders stood for. That's what the Pledge of Allegiance represents. And yet, are we divided right now?
Yes. Yes, we are.
About as divided as you possibly could be. And
we got to stop with the rhetoric, and we got to stop with the finger pointing, and we have to pull this country back together. We have to.
Yeah, you're always going to have people on different sides of issues, but I'm saying agree on a firm set of principles of what we stand for. More than anything, I worry that there's just not enough love of country, because then it doesn't really matter. If you don't love something, then you really don't, you know, you're easily going to be divided, because it's just a thing. It's just there. Terry, well said. Thank you. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline after your time out, and Paul Harvey, too.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
First International Bank and Trust is hiring. First International Bank is a family-owned bank, and they treat you like you are part of their family. They offer full and competitive benefits and pay. Go to firstintlbank.com/careers to apply for insurance agent commercial lines in Fargo, personal bankers and mortgage loan officer in Minot. That's firstintlbank.com/careers. Member FDIC and equal opportunity employer.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Comment here on Paul Ryan, if he's going to end up being the speaker. The first thing I think he has to do, and that's maybe what he's trying to do to protect himself, is he has to repeal Obamacare in its entirety. If he won't do that, what good is he? Thank you.
Yeah, he needs to be president to do that, obviously, repeal it, because it takes the president's signature. There's some good work being done right now. We're going to talk to Congressman Cramer about that on Wednesday, because the House has a package that basically guts Obamacare, but it doesn't repeal it, because what the legislation they're working with doesn't allow that, right? That's been passed, but essentially it guts it. However, the Heritage Foundation is saying it's not good enough because it doesn't repeal it, and they're gutting it, and they actually could truly gut it. And it's sort of an internal fight that may end up messing this thing up more than it needs to be because of the food fight. So we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that next week, because I think they have a fighting chance at gutting it. Short of a repeal, but gutting it and taking the tenants away, where, you know, it may exist in theory, but not really in reality. So I like that idea. And then the president, they don't have to worry about the president's signature and the veto, because that's the big fight there. High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, wanted me to tell you the 2016 Apache sprayers are in right now. So come on in and dream a little bit. And they are really, really, really treating customers right. Deep discounts on all the remaining 2015 models. They have some low-interest financing right now. Look, they're going to get it done for you. They know what's going on right now, and if you're looking for a deal, now is the time to get into High Plains Apache, okay? Get those units in. They're going to move them. So get in there and get a great deal. And, by the way, ag application parts, they've got them. All the nozzles, the parts, anything you're going to need, 50,000. Anything you need for those sprayers, if you're doing a little work getting things shored up after the harvest here, stop and see them. Mandan, south of Fargo, exit 60 Frontier, or across the from Bonanza. Across Maine in Mandan. Another dare, and then we'll finish out quick as we can on all these calls here. Somebody said, and we've had some back and forth on some ag issues over the last couple of days, so somebody said, you know what, let's not forget the value of the farmer. We'll never forget it, but Paul Harvey reminds us of it with this historic piece.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die and dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a five-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Isn't that great? That's fabulous. So farmers, we're thinking of you, even when we don't say it. And so is Paul Harvey with that great piece. That's fabulous. I literally have a minute and a half left, but I have a lot of folks waiting to weigh in. So how about this? One sentence and one sentence only. Bob, go.
Yeah, it's just a sad state of affairs with our nation and this generation is nowadays. Everyone's consumed with their own self-pleasures, their own image.
Well, take it on in your community, Bob and Grafton. Thank you. Jeff on the road. One sentence. Go. Jeff, are you there?
Jeff, sir. I would say Paul Ryan is not qualified to occupy the position as Speaker of the House. I speak from experience, where I'm a Wisconsin native. He serviced my Walworth County. He was good at the time, but now the establishment has reached him. If Harry Reid endorses him, he's the wrong guy.
All right. Maybe Harry Reid's endorsing him because he doesn't want him to get the gig. Don, on Highway 2, what's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline? One sentence.
Yeah, my trouble with Don Trump is about halfway through the process, he throws a hissy fit, goes independent, and we end up with Hillary.
You're worried about that happening. I don't, you know, pledge should mean something, shouldn't it? That would anything could happen, but I hear you. Roger and Garrison, one sentence. Give it to me.
Vote Trump. Make America great again. He's going to make our military strong. He says what he means. He doesn't need to go to a council and get politically correct about anything.
All right. Dave in West Fargo, last chance, one sentence.
Yeah, this is Dave in West Fargo. Paul Ryan may be a bad choice because he's for comprehensive immigration.
I need to know more about that. That's being used against him right now. I don't buy that. Need to check into that. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Dave. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.